Lesson 13. Bondage, Passover, and Exodus. Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Exodus chapters 1 through 3, 5 through 6, and 11 through 14. Purpose. To encourage class members to 1. Trust the Lord to fulfill His promises. 2. Increase their appreciation for the Savior's atoning sacrifice. And 3. Make the sacrament more meaningful in their lives. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the following scriptures. A. Exodus chapters 1 through 3. The children of Israel are made slaves by the Egyptians. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Pharaoh orders that all sons born to the Israelites be killed. Chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. Moses is born and is raised by Pharaoh's daughter. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Moses kills an Egyptian and flees to Midian, where he marries Zipporah. Chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. The Lord appears to Moses at the burning bush and calls him to deliver Israel from bondage. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. Note that in the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible, the phrase, "the angel of the Lord," in Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, is changed to, "the presence of the Lord." B. Exodus chapters 5 through 6. Moses and Aaron ask Pharaoh to free Israel, but Pharaoh refuses and places greater burdens on the people. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 23. The Lord promises to fulfill the covenant He made with Abraham. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Note, chapters 7 through 10 tell of Moses approaching the Pharaoh many more times, asking him to free Israel. Despite many signs, wonders, and plagues, Pharaoh refuses. In the Joseph Smith translation of these chapters, the phrase, "the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart," is changed to, "Pharaoh hardened his heart." C. Exodus chapters 11 through 13. The Lord promises to send one more plague on Egypt, in which the firstborn in every home will die. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. The Lord instructs Moses in the preparation of the Passover, which will protect Israel from the plague. Chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. The firstborn in Egypt are killed. Chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. Pharaoh tells Moses to take his people from Egypt, and the Israelites leave. Chapter 12, verses 31 through 42. Moses tells the children of Israel to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the future as a memorial of their deliverance. Chapter 13, verses 1 through 16. The Lord goes before the camp of Israel in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. Note that the titles Feast of the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread are often used synonymously. The Passover is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. D. Exodus chapter 14. Pharaoh and his army pursue the children of Israel. Chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. The people are afraid, and Moses appeals to the Lord for help. Chapter 14, verses 10 through 18. The children of Israel are delivered from the army and cross the Red Sea on dry ground. Pharaoh's men pursue them and are drowned. Chapter 14, verses 19 through 31. 2. Additional reading. Exodus, chapter 4, chapters 7 through 10, and chapter 15. 3. Ask a class member to prepare to present a brief overview of Exodus chapter 1 and Exodus chapter 2. 4. Prepare word strips of the words Passover and Sacrament. 5. If the following audiovisual materials are available, you may want to use some of them as part of the lesson. A. Animal Sacrifice and the Atonement, a 9-minute segment from Old Testament Video Presentations, item number 53224. B. The pictures Jesus the Christ, 62572, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 240. Moses in the Bulrushes, 62063, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 106. Moses and the Burning Bush, 62239, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 107. And The Crossing of the Red Sea, 62100. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. You may want to use the following activity, or one of your own, to begin the lesson. Ask class members if they have ever been rescued from a dangerous situation. Invite one or two of them to briefly share their experience, or relate one of your own. Ask class members how they felt toward the ones who rescued them. Explain that this lesson is about one of the most dramatic rescues that has ever occurred, the deliverance of the children of Israel from the plague of death and from Egyptian slavery. Explain also that in many ways, this rescue symbolizes an even greater rescue, our deliverance from sin and death through the Savior's atoning sacrifice. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. After Jacob and his family moved to Egypt, the Israelites lived there for 430 years. During that time, a Pharaoh arose who enslaved them and imposed heavy burdens on them. As Joseph had prophesied, the Lord raised up Moses to deliver the children of Israel. 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 10. 1. The Lord calls Moses to deliver Israel from bondage. Have the assigned class member give a brief overview of Exodus chapters 1 and 2. Then teach and discuss Exodus chapter 3. How did the Lord call Moses to deliver Israel from bondage? See Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. What did the Lord tell Moses while calling him? See Exodus chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. What can we learn about the Lord from His calling of Moses? Answers could include that the Lord knows His people, is merciful to them, wants to bless them, and keeps His promises to them. Invite class members to imagine they are the children of Israel living in Egypt. For generations, they have been taught that they are God's covenant people and that He will fulfill the promises He made to Abraham. Yet now they are slaves, living in oppression and bondage. What can we learn from this circumstance that can help us when we experience adversity? God does not forget us in our adversity, as He showed by calling Moses and eventually delivering Israel. But usually He does not deliver us from trials immediately. No matter how long the trial, we should continue to pray to Him, trusting that He loves us and will have all things work together for our good if we obey Him. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24, section 98, verse 3, and Mosiah chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. How have you received comfort and help from the Lord during times of adversity? What did Moses say when the Lord called him to deliver Israel? See Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, and chapter 4, verses 1 and 10. In what ways did Moses feel inadequate? What assurances did the Lord give him? See Exodus chapter 3, verse 12, and chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. How do you feel when you receive a calling from the Lord? Why might some feelings of inadequacy be good? How has the Lord helped you in callings for which you felt inadequate? What did Moses sacrifice by accepting the call to lead his people? See Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. What do we sacrifice by accepting calls to serve the Lord? Why is it important that we be willing to sacrifice for the Lord? 2. The Lord sends plagues upon Egypt. Teach and discuss Exodus chapters 5 and 6. You may also want to give a brief overview of Exodus chapters 7 through 10, explaining that Moses approached Pharaoh many times and asked him to free Israel. Despite signs, wonders, and plagues, Pharaoh refused. You probably should not take class time to review the individual signs, wonders, and plagues. How did Pharaoh respond the first time Moses and Aaron asked him to let the children of Israel go? See Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. How did the children of Israel respond to this trial? See Exodus chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. How did Moses respond to it? See Exodus chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. What can we learn from this account? One thing we can learn is the need for patience in adversity. The Lord will fulfill His promises, though He may not do so at the time or in the way we expect. After Pharaoh increased Israel's burdens, the Lord repeated His promises to Moses. What were these promises? See Exodus chapter 6, verses 4 through 8. How did the children of Israel respond when Moses reminded them of these promises? See Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Why do some of us stop listening to the prophets and believing God's promises during times of trial? How can we maintain faith in God during adversity? How did Moses respond when the Lord asked him to go before Pharaoh a second time to request Israel's freedom? See Exodus chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Point out that we also may sometimes feel reluctant to do what the Lord asks because of fear or because we do not think it is possible. How has the Lord helped you when you have felt doubt or fear? 3. The Lord instructs Moses in the preparation of the Passover. Teach and discuss Exodus chapters 11 through 13. What was the purpose of the first Passover? See Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 through 13 and 22 through 23. Why did the Lord want Israel to continue to keep the feast of the Passover in future years? See Exodus chapter 12, verses 24 through 27 and verse 42. Also, Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. Explain that in addition to reminding Israel that God had protected them from the plague of death and delivered them from the Egyptians, the Passover also symbolized an important future event. What was this event? The atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which delivers us from sin and death. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. How did the Passover symbolize the atonement? You may want to show the following similarities between the Passover and the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. A. The children of Israel were to use a firstborn male lamb without blemish in the Passover. Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. The Savior is the firstborn Son of God, the Lamb of God without spot or blemish. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. B. The children of Israel were to sprinkle the blood of the lamb on their doorposts to save their firstborn from death. Exodus chapter 12, verses 7, 22, and 23. The Savior's blood, which He shed in Gethsemane and on the cross, cleanses the faithful and saves them from spiritual death. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 2. C. The children of Israel were to eat unleavened bread. Exodus chapter 12, verses 8, and 15 through 20. Leaven, or yeast, was seen anciently as a symbol of corruption because it so easily spoiled and turned moldy. For the Israelites, eating the unleavened bread symbolized that they were partaking of the bread which had no corruption or impurity, namely, the bread of life, who is Jesus Christ. See John chapter 6, verse 35. Old Testament Student Manual, Genesis through 2 Samuel, page 119. The removal of leaven also suggested repentance, or the removal of sin from a person's life. D. The children of Israel were to eat the Passover meal in haste. Exodus chapter 12, verse 11. Like the Israelites, we need to respond eagerly and immediately to the deliverance that the Savior offers us. At the Last Supper, the Savior instituted the sacrament in place of the Passover. Matthew chapter 26, verses 19 and 26 through 28. Display the picture of the Savior, placing the word strip Passover on the left side and the word strip sacrament on the right. What similarities are there between the Passover and the sacrament? See Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, and chapter 13, verses 9 through 10. Also, Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 75 through 79. Elder Howard W. Hunter taught that at the Passover meal, that is now known as the Last Supper, the bread and wine, rather than the animals and herbs, became emblems of the great Lamb's body and blood, emblems to be eaten and drunk reverently and in remembrance of Him forever. In this simple but impressive manner, the Savior instituted the ordinance now known as the Sacrament of the Lord's Supper. With the suffering of Gethsemane, the sacrifice of Calvary, and the resurrection from a garden tomb, Jesus fulfilled the ancient law and ushered in a new dispensation based on a higher, holier understanding of the law of sacrifice. No more would men be required to offer the firstborn lamb from their flock, because the firstborn of God had come to offer Himself as an infinite and eternal sacrifice. In Conference Report, April 1985, page 22, or Ensign, May 1985, page 19. Elder Howard W. Hunter said that just as the Passover was a covenant of protection for ancient Israel, the sacrament is a new covenant of safety for us. In Conference Report, April 1974, page 24, or Ensign, May 1974, page 18. How is the sacrament a covenant of safety for us? The sacrament reminds us of the Savior's atoning sacrifice, which brings eternal safety by freeing us from the bonds of sin and death. The covenants we renew as we partake of the sacrament also help provide us eternal safety. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland asked, "Do we see the sacrament as our Passover, remembrance of our safety and deliverance and redemption? With so very much at stake, this ordinance commemorating our escape from the angel of darkness should be taken more seriously than it sometimes is. It should be a powerful, reverent, reflective moment. It should encourage spiritual feelings and impressions." In Conference Report, October 1995, page 89, or Ensign, November 1995, page 68. In His instructions about the Passover, the Lord emphasized the need for parents to teach their children its significance. Exodus chapter 12, verses 26 and 27, also chapter 13, verses 8 and 14. Why was it important that Israelite parents do this? How might this apply to our day? Like ancient Israel, we should teach our children the significance of the sacrament and other ordinances that remind us of the Lord's hand in delivering us from sin and death. 4. the children of Israel cross the Red Sea. Teach and discuss Exodus chapter 14. After Pharaoh let the children of Israel leave Egypt, he turned against them and sent his army after them. Exodus chapter 14, verses 5 through 9. What did the children of Israel do when they saw the advancing army? See Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. What did Moses tell the children of Israel when their faith faltered? See Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. How can we develop faith that is strong enough to sustain us when we are filled with fear? How did the Lord save the children of Israel from the advancing Egyptian army? See Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 through 31. How can this story help us in times of trial? Conclusion. Testify that just as the Lord fulfilled His promise to deliver the Israelites from bondage, He will fulfill His promises to us. Encourage class members to increase their appreciation for the Savior's atoning sacrifice and to partake of the sacrament worthily and thoughtfully, keeping the covenant to always remember Him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 20, verse 77. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Satan counterfeits God's power. What did Pharaoh do when Moses and Aaron were showing him signs of God's power? See Exodus chapter 7, verses 8 through 12 and 17 through 22. What can we learn about Satan from these verses? What are some ways Satan counterfeits God's power and blessings today? What gifts has the Lord given us to help us discern between good and evil? How can we increase our ability to discern between good and evil? 2. The plagues. Why did the Lord send the plagues upon Egypt? See Exodus chapter 7, verses 5 and 17, chapter 8, verse 10, chapter 9, verses 14 and 29, chapter 10, verse 2, and chapter 14, verse 4. What was Pharaoh's reaction to the plagues? See, for example, Exodus chapter 8, verses 8, 15, 25, 28, and 32. Why didn't the plagues harm the children of Israel? See Exodus chapter 9, verses 4 through 6 and 23 through 26. Also chapter 10, verses 22 and 23, and chapter 11, verses 4 through 7. 3. The Passover. As you teach how the Passover is a symbol of the atonement of Jesus Christ, you may want to obtain the following items to illustrate the symbols of the Passover. A. Pictures of a lamb and a door. B. Tortillas, crackers, or matzoth to represent flat, unleavened bread. C. Horseradish or romaine lettuce for bitter herbs. D. A pair of shoes or sandals. The Israelites ate the meal with their shoes on, symbolizing the haste with which they left Egypt. 4. All were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2. You may want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4, where Paul teaches that the children of Israel were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Explaining the significance of this, Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, Paul is saying that even as Israel, when they passed through the Red Sea, fled from the worldliness of Egypt, so their Christian descendants, through baptism, are to forsake the lusts of the flesh and live godly lives. Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 2, page 355. End of Lesson 13, Bondage, Passover, and Exodus, Old Testament Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.